Shalom uvracha. Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, my name is Adir Posey, and I'm filling in for Naftali Herman today, and I'll actually be double duty, both as the guest host and to share some Dibrei Chizuk. I serve as the National Director of the OU Department of Synagogue Initiatives, as well as the Associate Rabbi at Beth Jacob Congregation in Beverly Hills, California. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's programming and making it part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 29th day of Cheshvan, here in the United States, already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Rosh Chodesh Kislev in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to pray that the remains of the three hostages being unjustly held by Hamas in Gaza be returned for a proper burial without delay. Following the sharing of some words of Dibrei Chizuk, we'll recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek 20, 121, and 130. It will be followed by Acheinu, which we will say together in both Hebrew and English, followed by the Mishaberech for Chayalim, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech for Cholim, which point we will pause for a few moments to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can always subscribe at any time at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's ou.org/Tehillim Call. I also want to just take this moment to give a huge yishar koach and thank you to Naftali Herman and to our colleague Rebecca Levy and all those who work behind the scenes to make this call happen each and every day. So for the Dibrei Chizuk, I actually wanted to take a step back with your indulgence and actually talk about this call, not necessarily about the meaning of Tehillim per se, but about the importance and the value and the perhaps a message of Chizuk to all of you, to each and every one of you who have taken a moment from your day to be part of this call. I want to talk a little bit about why I think it's so important. And to do that, I'd like to perhaps use the prism of our parsha, but not just the parsha, but a thread that goes through much of the beginning and the important messages of Sefer Bereishis. If we think about Sefer Bereishis, we see lots of different stories, characters that are shown in beautiful, colorful relief. And one of the approaches that many of the Rishonim see is that many of the stories are not simply just narratives from our past, but are meant to, as same Ramban describes, Masse Avosim Labanim, to be able to show an arc of something that we can see relevant in our own lives. And many times one of the ways you can do that is with contrast. You'll see a story, especially a juxtaposed story, two stories next to each other in the Chumash, and the lessons or the ideas are even shown in a starker way when you can contrast them with the stories around. I'd like to share an example with you in a way that was resonant for me and hopefully resonates to you as well. So we all know the story. Yaakov Avinu is preparing a meal of lechem unizid adashim, bread and lentil soup, and his brother Esav arrives from the fields fatigued and worn out. Our rabbis Chazal tell us this was a meal of avelus. This was a mourner's meal. And Yaakov was preparing after the recent passing of his Zaidi, of his grandfather, Avram Avinu. So the family gathered, they're having this morning meal, and Esav arrives. And he says to the chef, to Yaakov Avinu, to Jacob, he says, Haliteni na min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. Loosely translated, please pour some of this red fare, this red stuff, into my mouth, ki ayef anochi, for I am tired. The Beis Halevi has a take on this pasuk that is not only highly original, but is a penetrating insight into human nature. He says, the reason why Esav referred to the lentil soup as ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, this red stuff, was actually a calculated move. You see, Esav didn't want to make it seem like he was callous as to the real reason behind this meal, the avelut, the mourning, the shiva that was happening. He's walking into a shiva house. But he wanted to make himself look like he had no idea what the food in front of him was. So he could never be susceptible to the claim, everyone's in mourning and all he can think about is food. Therefore, he acted as if he didn't know what the food in front of him was. So as to be able to hide behind the veil of ignorance. Say, it's not my problem. However, the ruse couldn't last too long. He knew that as soon as he would take that first spoonful, he would taste the lentils, realize why this meal was being made, and his game would be up. But instead of giving up and acceding to the requirement that he join in the family avelut the morning, he simply thought up another layer of seeming self-deception. by asking Jacob, by asking Yaakov to pour it down his throat, so he would get all of it at once and never need to look like he knew what he was eating and what the symbolism behind it was. So again, he says, give me this red stuff. And he calls it red stuff so he wouldn't have to acknowledge what it is. He says, pour it down my throat, so he could have as much as he could take before having to acknowledge and act in accordance to his role in the family. According to the Beis Halevi's interpretation, what was going on here was layer upon layer of self-deception, all in order to find some way to ignore the real, even though sometimes unpleasant, parts of life. There's a famous adage, ignorance is bliss. But we are taught in Tanakh, Yosef Das, Yosef Machov, sometimes knowledge can be painful. Esav made a choice. He picked the bliss of ignorance over the pain of knowledge. That was the Esav paradigm. But contrast it to a story we just read about of Rivka Imenu. Rivka couldn't have been more different than Esav. She went above and beyond. She's at a well, helping bring water forth. And Eliezer, the servant of Avram, shows up. And what does she do? She looks above and beyond to anticipate the unspoken needs of others. To look beneath the surface of what Eliezer needed, not simply water for himself, but water for his camels. She heard a request for water and immediately realized what was behind that request and acted accordingly. Again, think about this contrast. You have the Esav paradigm, where you see something directly in front of you, and you do whatever you can to put blinders on, to say, it's not my problem. And you see the Rivka paradigm, who says, I look beyond what someone needs, beyond what they even say, and see, what can I do to help them and do above and beyond in that chesed? For Rivka acts in chesed and gemilas chasadim and kindness, part of the DNA. But not just doing things for others. It's taking that extra step, realizing the unspoken needs, the unspoken feelings, the needs that are sometimes beneath the surface or sometimes even taboo, making sure that we're sensitive to those needs as well. Rivka couldn't have been more different than Esav, and that's why the Torah shows their stories in close proximity. So we see that contrast and we see that difference. Many see this expression and the explanation from the Beis Halevi and have a very powerful lesson. One of our greatest gifts is one that sometimes also one of our greatest challenges. Community is perhaps the greatest asset we have. Our community endows us with values, gives us a framework to engage in positive change, whether it's spiritual, social, material. Community, kahila, enhances every aspect of our lives. But sometimes, the byproduct of a strong community is precisely because it's so strong, kind of creates clear expectations and molds. Not as a bad thing, but because we build a community based on the values that we believe in. And that's wonderful. But sometimes there's a danger. The danger is that when you build those expectations so strongly, you make the walls of that box so thick, it can create tremendous pain for those who, for one reason or another, don't fit in. And so, one of the messages we learn from this contrast is how important it is to never say, it's not my problem. And how it's important to look to those who are in difficulty and who are in pain, who are struggling, and to look beyond what might be in the surface and realize maybe there's some deeper needs, and to look deeper and bring out the chesed from our DNA, be that Rivka and not the Esav. And that's why I would think and want to share that this Tehillim call is so important. Part of what our message and our lifeblood must be is that we can't leave anyone out. And frankly, we sometimes live in a culture that is constantly telling us, protect yourself from difficult things. Don't think about hard things. Scroll past the pain. Let someone else deal with it. But what has everyone here done? Everyone here has stopped whatever they were doing in the day, said, I am going to think about all those in Kali Yisrael and beyond who are in need. and I'm going to daven for them. You're choosing the opposite. You're choosing presence. You're choosing responsibility. You're choosing to take a moment and feel the pain of Am Yisrael and daven for them instead of numbing yourself to it. After October 7th, we became a wounded nation. Nation carrying trauma, fear, grief, uncertainty. And throughout all of these years, it has not abated. But every day, you take a few moments and become something else. You become like that Rivka paradigm, a nation that says your tears are not yours alone. I'm crying with you. Your heartbreak is not yours alone. My heart breaks with you. Your fear is not yours alone. I daven to take that fear away from all of us. And it's important to remember that this call or all of the tefillos that we do, they're not just ritual or dry technical exercise. It's not just saying words of Tehillim. It's a declaration that we will not be Esav. We refuse to look away. We refuse to say, it's too much for me, someone else will care. When we say Tehillim, when we daven, we're saying to our fellow members of our community, we see you, we hear you, and we daven to Hashem that just as we will not, He will not abandon you. This call creates a community that does not leave anyone out. It ensures that no Jew's suffering becomes red stuff that others pretend not to notice. We bind ourselves together in tefillah and in shared vulnerability, shared tears, and shared hope. And so, especially those who have joined this Tehillim call on a regular basis, on behalf of the OU, on behalf of all those you're davening for, we say thank you. And today, we're just taking a step back, looking from 30,000 feet and realizing the value, the strength, and the importance of what each and every one of you are doing. We daven that Hashem look at this moment, this gathering, this community that sees each other each day, even though we're only on the phone. Ameich ami, ki ish echad belev echad. We share one nation, we share one destiny, we share one heart. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu look upon that and take away that pain that we all carry strongly together. B'mehira v'yameinu. We'll now continue with the recitation of these three prakim of Tehillim, Perek 20, Perek 121, and 130. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David, yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrucha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha v'loscha yidash nesela, yitein lecha kilvabecha, b'chol atzascha yimalei, yiranene bishulasecha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, ימלא אדוני כל משלוסך. אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו יענה ומשמי קודשו בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלב הרכב ואלב הסוסים. ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הם הקראו ונפלו ואנחנו קמנו ונסעודד. אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ויום קורנו. Tehillim 121. שיר למעלוס. אשא עיני אל ההרים מאין יבוא עזרי. Izrei meim Adonai osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha Adonai tzilcha al yadi minecha. Yom am ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmor chal mikora yishmor snafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzitzcho v'oecha me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim 130. Shir ha-ma'alos mima'amakim kurasicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tiyan oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai miyamod, ki imcha haslicha laman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kibtza nafshi, lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamim laboker, shamim laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, ki im Adonai chesed barbei mufidus, v'hu yifde es Yisrael mikol avonosav. We now say together, Achenu, Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya. Haumdim ben bayam uben bayabasha. Hamakom yirachem aleim v'yotziei mitzara lirvacha me'afila leora mishibud legula. Ha'ashta ba'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar. Amen. For our brothers, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may Hashem have compassion upon them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Vivarech et Chayalei Tzvaha Haganah Yisrael, Vanshei Kochot HaBitachon, Hamimdim Al Mishmaratzeinu Bar Eloheinu, Gvul Havanon Bar Mitzrayim, Menem Agadol Bar Ahava, B'chol Makom Sheim, Bayabasha Ba'avir Vayam. Yitena Adonai Yisraelinu Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim Lefnehem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara B'tzuka, Mikol Nega Machala, Shlach Baracha V'atzlacha B'chol Ma'ase Yedehem, Yadber Sonenu Tachtehem, V'yatrem Mechez Yishora V'ateret Nitzachon, Mikuyam Bahem Akasuv, Ki Adonai Eloichem, Olech Imachem Lachem Lachem Uwebechem, Lo Shia Eschem V'nomar, Amen. Mishaberach Avoseinu, we now say that the Mishaberach Acholim, the prayer for the sick, where we'll pause for those names we'd like to insert. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech Virapeas Acholim. Bavur Shakalon Mispalim Bavuram. Kadosh Baruch Hu Malei Rachamim Alehem. Lach Limam Raposam Lachzikam Lachayosam. Yishlach Lehem Mehera Rufua Shlema Min Hashamayim. Lechol Ebrem Lechol Gideim Besok Shar Chole Yisrael. Rufuas HaNefesh Rufuas HaGuf. Hashta Ba'agalo Bizman Kariv V'nomar. Amen. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Naftali will be back in Mitzvah Hashem on Monday. I would like to also thank our colleague Rebecca Levy for all her help in coordinating the call. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And each day as we pause at this time, share a moment of tefillah and a prayer together. Hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. We wish nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael. Wish to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. We wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom and Chodesh Tov.